Flights have been cancelled from Africa to an increasing number of countries as health officials scramble to work out how transmissible a new COVID-19 variant is. The World Health Organization will meet in Geneva later today to discuss the variant. University of Otago epidemiologist Dr. Michael Baker says there is a lot of scope to tighten the New Zealand borders if we need to.
Yeah, there's only a small minority of countries in the world that actually stop viruses crossing their borders still, and that is still mainland China and Hong Kong, Taiwan, New Zealand, and most states and territories in Australia. So really, we are in that group of countries where the virus can't just walk across the border. And even though the UK occasionally does ban travel from some countries, it's very much a temporary measure because, of course, the virus won't be necessarily just hopping on a flight from Southern Africa. It could be now hopping on a flight from many other countries where it may already be established.
And Dr. Michael Baker says all eyes are watching to see how transmissible the variant is and how far it travels. Well, on the line now with the latest from the UK is Ollie Barrett in London. Hi, Ollie.
Morning, Karen.
Looks like there's a growing number of countries who are shutting their borders to these African countries.
Yes, there is. The UK was first to go, but there are a number of others now moving in that direction. The European Union is advising its member states to do the same. And a lot of the countries that are taking these moves are putting the same countries on the list. So from the UK perspective, that's South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho and Eswatini. And as I say, a number of other countries are putting restrictions on those destinations as well. How it's working here in the UK is that flights from all of those countries are being suspended from now while the hotel quarantine system gets back up and running again, because that hadn't really been being used with no countries on the UK's travel red list for the last period of weeks. And then once the hotel quarantine system's in operation, that will be for British citizens and nationals returning to this country. Other people won't be allowed to make those journeys. And those British nationals who do come back to the UK from those destinations will have to self-isolate in a hotel for that period.
And the financial markets are spooked too, Ollie.
Very much so. I mean, even if you just take the UK-South Africa route, that is highly lucrative, particularly at this time of year, for tourism reasons, but also familial reasons. There are thousands of South Africans who live in the UK who had been looking at the Christmas period as a time when, for many of them, they were going to go home and see their families for the first time in a couple of years. And so that has thrown all of those plans up in the air. Many British holidaymakers go to South Africa at Christmas time for a bit of winter sun. And so that has, in just an isolated case, really thrown a large chunk of the UK tourism sector off. But then that's going to go wider too, not just because of the other destinations that are being mentioned, but also because of the uncertainty about where this variant might be spreading and whether, therefore, other countries might have to go onto the UK's travel red list in the not too distant future.
And the worry is that this variant may be able to evade the protection of vaccines.
That is the worry, and we simply don't know the answer to that question yet. I think that the best scientific guess at this point is that it looks like it might do, but that also doesn't answer all of your questions, because what that probably means, according to the scientists that are looking at it at this point, is that it might be that this variant escapes protection from vaccines when we're talking about, or some protection from vaccines when we're looking at symptomatic infection. But the hope very much is that vaccines would still protect you against serious illness and even dying from the virus. We simply don't have the answers to those questions. The UK Transport Secretary Grant Shapps was talking this morning. He's been doing the broadcast round on the UK media because he's the Transport Secretary. And he was asked how long the restrictions on South Africa might have to be in place. And his answer was instructive, because he says that what happens now is a culture of the new variant has to be taken away and analysed and grown, and then has to be tested against the vaccines that are in use. He says that culture won't be ready for testing for around 3 weeks. Then you have to start with the testing and work out exactly what impact it might be having. So he says, just looking at South Africa, that it's going to be a 3-week period at least until the decision for it to be put on the red list is going to be reviewed. But he says even at that point, we might not yet know exactly the impact that this new variant has or doesn't have on protection from vaccines.
And very shortly, the World Health Organization is meeting in Geneva. Do you know what they're going to be looking at?
They're going to be looking at all of those issues and potentially giving some advice to countries around the world on what they might want to do. One of the things that the UK has been saying today is that previously, in earlier parts of the pandemic, it's often waited for WHO advice on issues like this before changing its own travel guidance. This time, it says, it was so spooked by the early signs that it was seeing from South Africa that it decided it had to just move as quickly as possible. And the other thing that UK officials are saying is that they don't believe that putting these countries on their travel red list is going to stop this new variant getting here. They hope that what it will do is slow the spread by some time so that in a few weeks' time we know a bit more about this variant, what to do about it, the impact on vaccines, and that you know, over that period you have a smaller outbreak than otherwise would have been the case. I mean, in the last week or so, hundreds of people have arrived in the UK having travelled from South Africa. And if the variant is spreading as quickly as we believe it is in South Africa, I mean, the numbers are almost certainly much greater than we know, then it's also almost certain that the variant is already here.
And what's the feeling on the ground in the UK, Ollie?
I think people are worried and anxious, but they're also... I think many Brits feel in a pretty good place about where we are with things like vaccination. So there's a really strong level of protection here, which people will hope mean that, for example, domestic restrictions won't be necessary here, they hope. Of course, no one really knows yet. It depends on the trajectory of the outbreak of this new variant. But one of the things about this country compared to, for example, the rest of Europe, which is seeing a really difficult period at the moment with COVID, is that here we're seeing deaths falling, hospitalizations falling, cases sort of bumping around. And that is thought to be for a number of reasons. One is that the booster campaign here is far ahead of the rest of the European continent. 28.5% of the population over the age of 12 has already had a third dose of vaccine. That's far higher than other European countries. The economy also opened up before many other European countries, which means that there was that exit wave earlier in the summer when it was easier to deal with it, but that's also built up some natural immunity as well. And so I think there is optimism or hope that this is not going to throw, for example, people's Christmas plans with their families in the UK off course, but there is a huge concern about tourism and travel and what it means for people's Christmas plans traveling abroad. I mean, obviously, at the same time, there's a huge level of uncertainty. So people are, the government ministers always say they are humble in the face of the lack of knowledge about these things. And they just can't be sure what this is all going to mean and whether indeed further down the line, if this takes off and is resistant to vaccines, that it might need to mean some further restrictions in the domestic domain, like more mask mandates or working from home or whatever it might be.
Very good, Ollie. Thank you. It's Ollie
Thanks,
Barrett.
Karen.
Thank you. Ollie Barrett reporting from London.